A local filmmaker received the Audience Award at the Anchorage International Film Festival last weekend. Director Luke Turgis splits his time between Haines and California and said the honor was unexpected. He described being out for dinner with a collaborator when his phone lit up with messages. He ran to the venue and received the award to the crowd's applause. Turgis's first movie, called Smoking Fish, was centered around Haines and Kluckwan. The new documentary is called Pleistocene Park.
It's about a Russian scientist in the most remote corner of Siberia who's trying to recreate the Arctic Ice Age mammoth steppe ecosystem. He lives north of the Arctic Circle in a place that's a 5.5 hour flight from the nearest town you fly into. And he thinks that recreating this ecosystem, which largely involves reintroducing animals that once lived in the Arctic, can prevent a catastrophic global warming feedback loop.
The movie took 9 years to complete and 8 trips to Siberia.
Yeah, so I was really excited that we got into Anchorage International because all these issues that are facing Siberia, the exact same issues apply to Alaska. And it's important to present this story to Alaskan audiences.
The story revolves around scientist Sergei Zimov, who became famous for quantifying the amount of carbon stored in permafrost. That amount is twice that in the atmosphere. Melting permafrost is releasing those greenhouse gases, leading to more heat trapped in the atmosphere, more melting, more releases, and on and on. Zimov theorizes that bringing large herbivores to the Arctic will mitigate this feedback loop. In the winter, the animals would tamp down the insulative snow layer, exposing the soil to a deeper freeze, and browsing would shift the vegetation from forest to grassy plains, which are known to sequester more carbon. In the spring, snow-covered grasses would soak up less heat than the dark-colored trees. To test his ideas, Zimov started importing herd animals to his corner of Siberia. He has bison and musk oxen in a fenced area and has been tracking soil temperatures. In the movie, Turgis accompanies one of the animal shipments.
We started in Denmark and we drove for 12 time zones with a semi-truck full in a shipping container full of bison to the end of the last dirt road in Asia. And then from there, loaded them on a barge and spent another week going down the Kolyma River, into the Arctic with these animals. And they all survived the trip.
The movie has been featured at festivals around Europe and America, and a showing in Haines is being discussed. Working on such a long project has been life-changing for Turgis. He met his wife while traveling for the film, and they've started a family, raising a now 2-year-old daughter. Her middle name is Siberia. Reporting from Haines, I'm Alan de Prémenil.